you've got Roman Josi and Shea Weber on top of your scoring leaderboard, and I'm sure it's not a common thing to have two defensemen leading a team in scoring. What does it say about them as a pair to do that and the overall production you're receiving from your lineup?
Well, with regard to them, it speaks to the players that they are. I think that they're probably on pace for what they expect of themselves and their capabilities. They're terrific. They're two top flight defensemen. They make a terrific pair. They play the toughest minutes in all situations, and they're both off to a great start. Big part of our team, obviously. I think our defense. Everybody talks about our defense. They're mobile. They're able to add, so to speak, in a team reference. Our defense is doing a good job putting up points. I think it's been a little bit more inconsistent with our forwards, but there's been things that we've been happy with. There's things that we can do better offensively, and we work at that. We try to get better.
I know you're always looking to improve up in the standings, but I guess the next game too, but this one in particular, two teams that are below you in the standings, is there an importance there as well to move away from them a little bit, get some ground between you and the teams behind you?
Yeah, I mean, just speaking to today and in the game today, I would say that Winnipeg is probably looking at the standings the same we are, There's an opportunity to move up. It's important to catch people. It's important to separate from people. So it's a big game. It should be I would think it's going to be a good hockey game. They're in a situation where they need to win. We're in the same situation.
Everyone's known that Shea is an elite defender, but is Roman starting to get that respect around the league as well?
I mean, I can't speak for everybody else. He has my respect as an elite defender, just as Shea does. They're a terrific pair. They play the toughest of minutes. Everybody's top forwards. A lot of D zone starts. Penalty kill. End of a game to win it. End of a game when we need it to seal it or whatever it might be. They're the guys that we count on, and they've done an excellent job.
I know with talking about Shane Roman a lot, there are four other defensemen on the team.
Yeah.
In terms of Matthias Ekholm in particular, what have you learned about him since you got here, and where have you seen the most improvement in his game from the time you got here until now?
Well, he was terrific last year and this year, but he's been a real valuable part of our back end. I think when you first get to an organization, you're learning the players and what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are, and it came pretty quick to me that this was a guy that played all situations and really probably underrated for what people know of him and his value. He's a guy that like Shea and like Roman can play in all situations. We don't use him on the power play because we have different options, but he has played power play for us. He has played power play in his career. Skates the puck well, defends well, plays with attitude, does so many good things out there for us.
Last season, you may not have got the best production you could have out of Carter Hutton in his starts, but this year in the five games he's played, what have you seen so far that's been promising for him?
He's been great. He's given us an opportunity to win every game and has won some of the games. He's been sharp in practice. I think he handles his role really well. But he's going to get some starts this month, and we continue to rely on him. But he's been sharp with this game, I think, coming into situations that he has where, you really got to work and practice to stay sharp for the opportunities that you do get. He does that in practice, and he's made the most of his starts.
Peter, you had career highs out of Colin Wilson last year. Yep. Where's his game at? I know the numbers don't always tell the
story. You're right, they don't. He's playing. Colin's playing well. He's playing strong right now for us. He does have some points recently. He started off a little bit slow last year too. In the first 10 to 12 games, we're past that now. And I'm sure Colin and some of our other forwards are looking at numbers and wishing that they were maybe a little bit higher or in a different place. But our forwards, Colin, I think he's done a good job recently of using his size and using his speed and protecting the puck, and he's gotten some points and been rewarded for it. I think if he continues to play like that, then the results will come for him and help our team be successful.
You're able to take advantage in the first meeting against this hockey club. What do you expect to see here now tonight?
Some of the games last year were so tight. there was 21 shots to 24 shots and scoring chances in the single digits. It's, you never know what to expect each night, but we're going to expect it to be a heavy game. They usually are physical, and important for both teams.